This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Ms. Connie B. started singing in 1944. She was just 5 years old and got invited to her family's band after her older sister dropped out. This family band was led by Connie's dad, and they would sing at local churches and events around Caswell County. They would eventually become the Badgett Sisters, known for singing spirituals in harmony and a cappella. Their singing would take them from Yanceyville to Carnegie Hall and back again. They even have a parkway named after them in their hometown. Joining us today, the youngest of the Badgett Sisters, Connie B. Stedman, who has just released her first solo album called The Path That Leads Home. Thank you so much for being here, Ms. Connie B. Welcome to the State of Things.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us about this family band that your father wanted to put together.
Well, my father was a man who always loved to harmonize. And from what I understand from my older sisters, he had a problem sometime with them getting together and staying together. So when he and my mom got married, I understand that he prayed that God would give him children that he could use for his singing. And he was blessed with 8 kids, and 5 of us he used for his family quartet. And it started out with an older brother and 2 older sisters. And then as time went on, my brother was no longer able to sing with the group, and my sister Celeste took his place. And then when my older sister Ella, when she was 16, she no longer wanted to be with the group, and so my dad put me in that place. So that's the way it stayed from.
And where would you sing?
We would sing mostly at church gathering, at family events, until 1978.
This was strictly gospel music and spiritual
gospel,
music, right?
Yes, yes.
None of the devil's music.
No. My dad didn't allow us to listen to any of that, but we did. You know, but he didn't. He probably knew, but he didn't say anything.
Now, did he teach you the songs, or did you hear them from records, or where'd you get the music?
Well, they were basically songs that we had heard other groups and my dad and other quartets singing, so we just kind of learned from listening. He would just mention a song, and we pretty much knew it, and we just sing it.
Would you do a song for us right now?
Yes. This song is titled We Better Mind. Oh, we better mind, mind, mind. We better mind, mind, mind. We've got to give an account at the judgment. We better mind. Oh, we better mind how we talk, and we better mind what we're talking about, because we've got to give an account at the judgment. We better mind. And we better mind how we laugh, because we better mind what we're laughing about. We've got to give an account at the judgment. We better mind. Oh, we better mind, mind, mind. We better mind, mind, mind. We've got to give an account at the judgment. We better mind. Preacher, you better mind how you preach, and you better mind what you're preaching about. You've got to give an account at the judgment. You better mind. Oh, we better mind, mind, mind. We better mind, mind, mind. We've got to give an account at the judgment. We better mind. For we've got to give an account at the judgment. We better mind.
Ms. Connie B. from the new album called The Path That Leads Home, performing at the Southern Roots Festival next Saturday, May 18th in Prospect Hill. Also going to be at the Festival for the Eno in July. Lovely song. Did your dad rehearse you? Was he a tough taskmaster?
Yes, he was kind of a tough master in the fact that he wanted to be the song to be sung right.
Mm-hmm.
And if we couldn't get the song right, he said, well, we're not going to sing that one right now. And so we learned to kind of follow his lead, and if it didn't sound right, we didn't sing it. So
it must have sounded right enough to get you to Carnegie Hall. Tell me about that.
Well, we were invited up there with a group of people from around the U.S. I forget the name of the series they were doing, But we were there. It was another group from Georgia and another group from New York. And it was a real interesting set because we had not been in that type of setting before. But it was a couple of fun things that happened at that set. I remember a young man asking us about one of the songs we did, Traveling Shoes. And he wanted to know why all the bad guys were he's and the good guy was a woman. So we said, what do you expect us to say? We're three women up here singing. So, you know, it was just a fun setting, yeah. But it was very, very
was scary?
Enjoyable. Not really.
Yeah, you've been doing a lot of performing up until then, so.
Yeah, we had been to quite a few places prior to that.
Now, this is your first solo album.
Yes.
What? Why had you not done one before?
Well, when Celeste and I were left after Cleo passed, we did a recording, she and I did. And then after she and I had stopped singing, I kind of was waiting for her to get herself back together to see if she wanted to continue. And so when she became ill and she didn't, I told my friend that I wanted to go back in the studio. And what I had planned to do was take two of my daddy's voices off of his recording and then use two of mine. But when we got started on this, I wasn't able to do that. But I just felt that it was time for me to do what I wanted to do and to preserve our tradition. It was very important to me. And so I just decided to go forward. But I had a feeling that this was what the Lord wanted me to do because it was an event that I had gone to. And as I was in my bedroom that night, the Lord spoke to me and said, I've given you something to do, and that's to sing all over the world. And it kind of jarred me back into myself to say, well, I need to do this. So I shared it with Glenn and told him we need to go back and get this done.
Glenn Henson.
Yes.
Yeah.
And on the way to the studio, the voice spoke to me again. He said, what are you going to do with what I've given you? So I knew then that I had to get this done.
Well, let's hear a little bit from the CD itself, the title track from the CD, The Path That Leads Home, and we'll play that. And, of course, we can also hear all the harmonies in this particular track.
There is a path where Jesus is leading me, a path of faith, a path I cannot see. He walks in front and tells me I must follow him. On the path I know will lead me home. So I'm not worried about who tries to block my way. I'm not concerned about what people say, because he leads and walks right in front of me. On the path I know will lead me home. I do not know the stops I'll make along the way. I do not know just where the curves and turn. I only know he says to follow him. On the path I know will lead me home. So I'm not worried about who tries to block my way. I'm not concerned about what people say, because he leads and walks right in front of me. On the path I know who lead me home. Now I must go wherever he's leading me. And I must do just what he says to do, because he showed me just how much he loved me. When he gave his life at Calvary, so I'm not worried about who tries to block my way. I'm not concerned about what people say, because he leads and walks right in front of me on the path I know will lead me home. So I'm not worried about who tries to block my way. I'm not concerned about what people say, because he leads and walks right in front of me on the path I know will lead me home.
Miss Connie B. of the Badgett Sisters. Her new CD is called The Path That Leads Me Home, and that is the title track. She'll be performing next Saturday, May 18th, at the Southern Roots Festival in Prospect Hill. Also going to be performing at the Festival for the Eno in July. Beautiful song. You talked about being called in part to maintain this tradition. Talk about the tradition and where you think it is today.
Well, as far as the tradition that we're doing, my dad had always wanted us to sing this way. And he didn't want us to put any music with the song. He said he wanted us to learn how to stand on Avalon and not to have something to cover up or to stand in for us. And so, but today I find a lot of the traditions are not holding onto their traditions. And I feel very humble that we decided to do this, because my dad would tell us, he said, a lot of times it's going to be a time to come when people are going to hear this type of music and nobody's going to be doing it. And I find that to be true. A lot of people are not doing it anymore. So I feel very humble that we did hold on to it.
You actually found a cassette of your son singing, right?
Yes. My son had decided he was going to step up to the plate to sing with me, but my sister could no longer sing. And so, but he passed away before we got a chance to perform. And so I had recorded this at our rehearsal, and I held on to it.
You found this cassette, and you actually included this and then created a recording with him. Let's listen.
We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Soldier of thy cross, every round goes higher and higher, every round goes higher and higher, every round goes higher.
Marcello Stedman singing We Are Climbing Jacob's Ladder, the son of my guest today, Miss Connie B., who will be performing Saturday, May 18th at the Southern Roots Festival in Prospect Hill and the Festival for the Eno this year as well. What goes through your mind when you listen to that?
I'm just glad that I held on to that. I'm glad that I decided to record it. Had no idea that he was going to be taken away so soon. Mm. And I just had to include it on my album.
Well, the record is your solo album, your first solo album. It's called The Path Leads Home. She is my guest, Ms. Connie B. of the Badgett Sisters, and I'm going to leave you time to sing us out, but I want to thank you so much for being on our program.
Thank you.
Ms. Connie B. of the Badgett Sisters just put out her first solo album after singing for 75 years. The album's called The Path That Leads Home. She's going to perform at the Southern Roots Festival next Saturday, May 18th at Prospect Hill. Also going to be at the Festival for the Eno in July. And that's our program for today. The State of Things is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, Amanda Magnus, and Jennifer Brookland. Robin Copley is our technical director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Ms. Connie B.
It's nobody's fault but mine. It's nobody's fault but mine. If I die and my soul be lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. I got me a Bible I can read. I got me a Bible I can read. If I don't read it and my soul be lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. My Bible tells me what to do. My Bible tells me what to do. If I don't do it and my soul be lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. My Bible tells me to forgive. My Bible tells me to forgive. If I don't forgive and my soul be lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. My Bible tells me I've got to love. My Bible tells me I've got to love. If I don't love and my soul be lost, it's nobody's fault but mine. It's nobody's fault but mine. It's nobody's fault but mine. If I die.